All right. Welcome to another edition of the Weekly Fives. Always your safe place to learn, grow, and achieve financial independence versus endless struggle. Our goal is to serve you by helping you build a financial strategy and make working optional 5 to 10 years early. You know, usually I'm flying solo on the Weekly Fives, but with my daughter home from school and no baseball today, I have my two favorite co-hosts with me. And this episode is going to be a deep dive into our May expenses, which were brutal. So with both of them being in town, I thought let's have them calculate the happy or unhappy totals and we'll review together and share with the audience. You know, one of the things, by the way, you know, McCoy, say hello to everybody.
Hey.
Carson.
Hello.
Yeah, that's about right. All right. You know, one of the things that you'll find on the Life in 20 podcast is we do overshare. The goal here is transparency to help you build a financial strategy and get out early. So if you haven't gone back and listened to some of the other episodes, I regularly talk about my monthly expenses, or I should say our family's monthly expenses. And we use the bucket tracker, something simple I created. It's got 5 buckets in it. It's colorful. It's kind of pretty. It's a manual form. It's not one of, you know, it's not a fancy app or anything like that. And the idea is that it's in front of your face throughout the month to make you a little bit more conscious about what you're spending your money on. Make sure you're getting true value out of it. And also a good visual of how your monthly totals are going. It almost kind of creates a game out of it in a sense. So we've got 5 buckets. Shelter, discretionary, health, transportation, and then the most important bucket, which we preach heavily here on the Weekly Fives, is your freedom bucket. That's your future bucket. The end goal here is most of our percentage is in that freedom or future bucket. Now, depending on the season of life you're in, it may be less than, you know, the other expenses. That's understandable. Where I'm at right now, heavy focus on the freedom bucket. And as I've just entered into my 50s, it becomes more important that we focus on that bucket for our future. So this form, by the way, always free. There's always a link in the show notes and you can download for free there. Print it out, start conversations with your partner. This is one of the most important, you know, first steps in building a financial strategy is what are your values? What are your goals? And sitting down and really talking about, you know, what is important to you in terms of how you spend your money. So I thought maybe, I don't know, Carson, maybe you can take April's expenses and just give everybody a quick reminder. I'm pretty sure we did an episode on this, but I might have missed it. But just so everybody knows, it kind of has baseline of where we were. There, just a quick, you know, footnote here, I guess. In April, we got hit with like a triple whammy. like a lot of people, right? Our property taxes were due. Our income taxes were due. And so the shelter number is going to be off for this month, but you know, we report it as it comes. And so it is what it is. So Carson, why don't you maybe just give everybody a quick, readout on what each bucket is and then how we finish it from a dollar and a percent standpoint.
Okay. For shelter, it's rent, mortgage, utilities, property tax, and home insurance. And we spent $7,798.
Woo!
31%.
Okay, that's ugly. On to the next one.
Discretionary is material things, clothes, booze, entertainment. That one was $4,121 for 17%.
You said booze.
Okay. Well, you know, 4,000. Why does that feel really low? I don't know why. But, and then health is groceries, dining, health insurance, and gym. And that one was $1,543 for 6%. Transportation, car loans, fuel, maintenance, and car insurance. That one was only $764.
Nice. See?
3%.
See, kids, right there, that's the magic of having no car payment, right? Yeah. And having a good driving record, keeping insurance somewhat reasonable, although, you know, some would argue that. I think most people's insurance has gone up 20% this year. Crazy. But that is a really good number for transportation. Carson, what is the U.S. average for that bucket?
For transportation, it's 17%.
And we came in where?
3%.
Mm-hmm. Huge savings. So because we save there, we get to put more into this last bucket you're about to tell us about, which is the whole goal. What is it?
Freedom, which is stocks, pension, IRA, 401k, savings. And that one is $10,578 for 43%.
And 43%. I mean, what does the U.S. average invest in per month in that bucket?
Six.
Womp, womp.
Yeah.
Right? So that's the whole goal right there. That's what separates, you know, the average. That gets you out early. That's where the focus is. That's the whole goal. All right. Mm-hmm. Real quick, what was our biggest expense in, this could get embarrassing, in our health bucket for the month of April?
Biggest one? It looks like there's one for, there's like 217, there's multiple 217s for benefits. Or
Yeah.
And then we had a big grocery one, which combined Trader Joe's, Costco, and Safeway for $211.
Some of our favorite places.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of those food ones in there. Foods, if you added up food and all that, it's probably the biggest portion of that. How about discretionary? That's always fun. What was our biggest one then? This could be also embarrassing.
Our biggest one was $1,600 for New York and D.C.
Woo! We got a big trip coming up. And, yep. You know, when you book that travel, which is exactly what you want to do with your spare money, right? New memories. So that's going to be fun. All right. Sounds good. Thanks for the recap there. So I think our total spend then was just, we don't need exact numbers, but I think it was a lot higher than normal. I think it was over 20,000. It's not a normal monthly spend for us. But again, I told you that some of those other issues with taxes got us that month. Mr. McCoy, how are we doing in May? Where did we come in? You want to walk us through kind of the same way? We don't need the definitions, but just kind of how each one broke down.
Yeah. For shelter, we spent $691.
Okay. Now, that is a lot different than, Carson, what do we have?
Like 8,000.
Okay. And McCoy, what is the shelter percent average for U.S. households?
33%.
And where did we finish?
5.
Okay. Obviously, one of the benefits of having a home paid off allows you to put more money into what bucket?
Freedom bucket.
Yes. All right. What's the next one?
Discretionary, we had $7,966.
Okay. I just threw up on the mic a little bit. I got to get a baby wipe here. Question. In fact, we have an upcoming episode on a lot of what's in there. While you're on it, so McCoy, what was the percentage on that one?
54%.
That's ugly. 54% in discretionary. What's the U.S. average?
23%.
All right. So we 2x'd that. We blew it out. What was our biggest expense?
$4,300 in gambling.
Yeah. Okay. That's embarrassing. And I do have a good story about that, but you'll have to tune in next episode. Oh, God. That's gross. All right. Keep rolling.
For health, we had $1,850. For transportation, we had $758. And in the freedom, we had $3,428.
And what was the percentage on health, transpo, and freedom?
Health was 13%.
Okay.
Transportation, 5%. And freedom, 23%.
Okay. That, I believe. So notice the difference there. Carson, what was our percentage on freedom in April?
43%.
And we were half that in May. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the first month this year where we've had a bucket other than freedom as our highest expense, which when you spend $4,300 in gambling, then you've deprioritized what's really important. But hey, we got to live. Entertainment's important. We had a blast, but more on that. So McCoy, oh wait, we hit the biggest one on the discretionary. You know, that was kind of egg in the face there. Appreciate that. What about shelter? What seems pretty light this month. It's probably a utility. What was our biggest expense?
Our biggest expense was $220 in the water sewer bill.
Ah, okay, yeah. I think that one comes, that might be one of those.
That is that monthly?
I think that one comes every other month. I should know that, right? See, this is the power of having everything on automation, but I believe that one is every other month. PUD and the gas bill come monthly, but I believe water and sewer is every other month. And waste management is every other month. How about health? What's our biggest? What was our biggest health expense, which also I know includes food?
Yeah, for health, it was Costco again with $372.
Okay, that's mom. That's mom.
Yeah,
on you can't put it all on mom.
That's mom on an off day. God. I'm telling you, this is what happens. She gets out of that. She gets to that Costco, and she just goes crazy. All right, how about transportation? What was our big number there?
Car insurance with $432.
Okay. So for everybody, that's a family of four, two teenage drivers, $432. That actually has gone up. That's three vehicles and four drivers for $432. And that number has jumped about 20% this year. I'm sure you guys are all feeling the pain. So, all right, that's good. I hope it's helped. Look, this the whole idea here is to get you guys used to what's coming. A lot of those expenses, obviously, you guys don't see. You feel, you appreciate, you like that Wi-Fi, right? You like those streaming apps, right? But you're going to come to the point where you're going to have to decide what's important and where to spend the money. And hopefully everybody else tuning in can kind of get a sense for that too. If you're just about to embark on your first kind of moving out adventure, maybe getting an apartment or a house with roommates, these are kind of real life expenses. And so what I'm hoping everybody does is you can carve out at least 20% right out of the gate, right in that that future, that freedom bucket. And then as you age and you get control of these other expenses, you know, you want to increase that. So as much as you can put there, the better you'll have to be. And the sooner you can do it, the better. All right, so that's it. That's a wrap. Just wanted to go over the monthly expenses for May and where we ended up. Hopefully that was helpful for everybody. Appreciate you tuning in. You know, if you haven't already, download and subscribe to the show. We appreciate that. And we'll see you next week.